Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Should all Boston high schools provide condoms and sex ed classes, classes cut out by budget cutting? Those questions were at the center of debate at a packed public hearing at Boston City Hall yesterday, at which hundreds of students complained they aren't getting enough information about sex in school. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis was there and has this report.
Everything about sex education in Boston public schools is haphazard. Take condoms, for example. Only some of Boston high schools make them available, and that's only if students are enrolled in an on-site health center. But Charlestown High doesn't have a health center, according to senior Starry Dow. He says his friends find other ways to get condoms.
Either one, they shoplift them from drugstores. Two, they borrow it from friends from other friends. Or three, they just go to, like, public health hospitals or clinics to, like, get them. Or they steal them from their parents.
Dow also says he hasn't received any sex education in high school.
I only received it in elementary school, so that's been quite a long time. And they only taught me about my gender, my body organs, and how it functions, and that's basically it. They didn't teach anything about sex ed or its prevention for STIs and STDs.
We had about like three classes, so 45 minutes each class, so not very long.
Melinda Wang studies at Boston Latin School. Sex ed was part of her health class.
Basically, all the teacher did was ask us what we were curious about, and she answered our questions in a very brief manner. We never had like a formal sexual education in how to prevent like unsafe sex activity.
Boston health officials say almost a third of teens having sex aren't using condoms, and they're driving up high rates of sexually transmitted disease, according to Commissioner Barbara Ferrer.
The increases in the rates of some of our sexually transmitted infections, such as chlamydia, are alarming. And in Boston, they disproportionately affect young people.
Pregnancy is the number one reason girls give for dropping out of Boston public schools, according to advocates for pregnant teens. School officials say they are reviewing whether to provide more comprehensive sex education to students and whether to provide condoms at all high schools. Not all parents want schools involved. Claudette Joseph says she's against making condoms available.
Firstly, it usurps the authority of the parents. It places the government first and the parents second in command.
Other critics said condoms aren't foolproof and abstinence is the best message for keeping kids healthy. But students are the ones pushing for more information. That's why Boston City Councilor Ayanna Presley called for the hearing. She wants to see condoms available at all public high schools, as well as a comprehensive sex ed program that teaches students about abstinence, sexuality, and how to spot an unhealthy relationship. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.